Welcome to another edition of podcast from Gothenburg-400.com. This is Reddy. Stephen Kanyas is a Marxist and an active member of the students' community affiliated to Marxism in Gothenburg. He is in politics because he cares for the welfare of others. He has also traveled to Pakistan in support of comrades in that country. Here, he shares his views.
Stephen, how active is Marxist in Gothenburg?
The Marxist student in Gothenburg is part of the student union, and we are one of the most active and visible groups at the university, with every week or every 2 weeks public events on different topics, on political theory, Marxist theory, and on historical events, to learn from history in order to fight for a change today and fight for socialist ideas among students, but not just in the universities but also outside, to reach out from the universities to the working class in general. So we're quite active.
You mean to say you are active in Gothenburg, both at the universities of Chalmers and Göteborgs University?
We have more activities at Gothenburg University. We are also visible on Chalmers, but not as visible. Yes.
So what is your main goal? You know, what is that? Because, you know, Sweden is almost a developed country, but what is that you are trying to fight for?
Sweden is still a very unequal country. Its inequality in Sweden has risen sharply. So the rich, actually Swedish billionaires, have more than doubled in the last 10, 15 years. And poverty has also more than doubled. It's from 7 to 14%. There's big crisis of housing, lack of housing. Big cuts in welfare, in the schools, in the hospitals, care and for the elderly and sick and so on. So it's a very bad situation for most, for a lot of people, and it's increasingly bad even for the, you know, more established, even industrial working class. Meanwhile, the rich are getting richer. So our goal is to change society from capitalism into a socialist, a democratic socialist society run for the working, by the working class, for the working class. That's the ultimate goal, not just in Sweden, internationally. International socialism. Nothing more, nothing less. It's a very, very, very modest demand. It's a very moderate demand.
So what is that you are expecting to happen in the coming elections in Sweden going on 9th of September?
I think for us it's a very sad fact to see that the Social Democrats and the Left Party are in a very weak position, and it looks like the right wing is going to win the elections, and they will introduce very harsh attacks against trade union rights. They will impose austerity and cuts, as you've seen in many other countries in Europe. And I think that this will provoke a reaction sooner or later from the Swedish working class, because the Swedish working class has had historically a good, as you say, it's an advanced capitalist country, a developed country. They've had a good position in the last 50 years as compared to many other countries, and when they risk losing all that, they will fight back. And our hope is to intervene in this and to bring forward socialist ideas and the idea of a socialist transformation for the majority, for the working class.
What do you think is going to happen in the general elections, and what is the mood or the atmosphere in Gothenburg?
I think the mood is, for a lot of people, there's a lot of disillusionment with the politicians. It seems like no one is really putting forward a real alternative to change things. And I think, therefore, there is very little enthusiasm in the left. The Social Democratic Party, right now, is having a crisis. More than 100 elected representatives of the Social Democrats have in the last 2 to 3 weeks decided to leave that party. And this is because they have changed their line with regards to refugees in a very drastic way. And I think this is a bad thing for the Social Democrats. And in the opinion polls, the Social Democrats are down and the Sweden Democrats are up. Because I think also as a result of this. So they are hurting themselves in this way while trying to win votes. I think it's a failure. It's a failure. And therefore the right is even stronger now. It's even stronger. So we need to fight this. And I think this can't be, the fight for us can't be a fight within the framework of the capitalist system that actually just means that the rich are getting richer, but actually to fight for a fundamental change in society, a socialist transformation. But no one is putting forward that on a national level. It's a very small group, but intervening, and we're getting more and more of an echo. But that's not in the general elections. The right wing is going to win. The right wing is going to win. I think, unfortunately, and I'm sad to say it, but they are. And it's going to be a very bad situation for the Swedish workers after the election.
So now we are almost coming to a conclusion that, you know, in the next general election, the rightist or the SD is going to win. So what is that you can do, or the Marxists or the Social Democrats?
Yes.
We're already giving up.
We are definitely not giving up. What we're saying is this: the people in charge of the traditional parties of the working class in Sweden is very right wing, and until and unless there is a serious and effective challenge against the right wing of these parties that are pushing also right wing policies, they are almost the same as the liberals, almost the same as the conservatives, and now, with regards to the refugees, they are almost the same as even the Sweden Democrats in some respects. This is a very serious and a very bad thing that all the politicians are almost exactly the same. But we see in many other countries around the world a challenge against the status quo from new alternatives from the left. We have seen the explosive rise of leaders like, you have Bernie Sanders in the US putting forward the ideas of democratic socialism, a big change taking place in the Labour Party in Britain, where you now have a left-wing leader, Jeremy Corbyn. You have seen new parties rise up from the left in France around Mélenchon and rebellious France, Podemos in Spain, and so on. And we say we need the same thing in Sweden. We need a new left-wing alternative. And because there is a vacuum to the left, nature abhors a vacuum. There can't exist a vacuum. Something's going to fill it. So we're very enthusiastic that in the coming years, it can be, we don't know if it's 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, but there will be something new arising out of all this from the left. And we will be part and parcel, and we are fighting for that alternative to not just be to change this or that aspect of this rotten capitalist system, but actually to overthrow it, to overthrow capitalism, to overthrow imperialism that is hurting so many people around the world. And we are enthusiastic about these possibilities because the defenders of capitalism are pessimistic as well. They are pessimistic, so we should be filled with optimism. But it's not a shallow optimism of just, oh, things are going to work out for the better. It's actually based on that we try to develop on a Marxist basis a perspective of how that change will happen. And we have to understand, I think, how to push and fight for a change. I think the possibilities are there, but we need to organize now. And that's what we're trying to do.
Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, that's it.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you get time, please share your views. Thank you.